The Gemara in Bottom Daf Gimel Aleph discusses a case of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestros, and Shabbos and Yantif in here being mafresh from one day to another. The Gemara quotes the memory of Rabbi Yehuda that Masna Adam Allah Kalkala Shoperos, when Kedusa be Antifrishon, Va'ochla be Antifshin. A person cannot be mafresh typically Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos or on Yantif, but here you have a succession of 2 days. Is it possible to play one day of Yantif against the next? If this was just a day of Yantif in isolation or a day of Shabbos, then certainly Hafrashos, Trumas, and Maestros would indeed be forbidden. How do you know this is true, that there's an Isra of Hafrashos, Trumas, and Maestros? The answer is this is a Mishnah Mefureshes, Beis Adaf Lamed Vav Mebeis, where the Mishnah tells us, Lo Magbin Truma or Maeser. One is not allowed to go into Mafresh Truma, Maeser, one certainly is not allowed to do that. Is there an exceptional case that Prince Hashem will see relatively soon, the Sukkim Beit Sandav Tesamar Aleph? And that's the following. We saw the Tosus, Malacha Sofa Nefesh is Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. Lisha Ve'elech means a person can go ahead and you can't harvest, no, but a person can go ahead and knead the dough in order to go ahead and to bake, in order to bake challah. You're going to bake challah, the challah is Teva. The challah is Teva. That the challah is asura ba'achila. How is that considered to be malacha socha nefesh? You know what the obvious answer is? You're not only going to bake the challah, but you're going to be mafresh challah. You're going to be mafresh challah. So that's clear. If Gilgal Isa b'yantiv, if a person went ahead and baked challah on yantiv, well, there's heter b'ocha nefesh. So the heter of neshes is not going to allow for afiha, but not allow you to be mafresh, the chumas and maestros that are necessary. So you know what, you'll be mafresh challah, that certainly is clear, that is going to be chlal, the case of melech esoch nefesh. What's unique about that particular case? Because there the chi of hafrasha was schal an yantif. It was schal an yantif. So obviously, the tzorach och nefesh is, I'm going to indeed be mafresh. What's going to happen in a case of Gilgal Isa me'erev yantif? Me'erev yantif, ooh, maybe that's not so simple. A person went ahead and baked challah on erev yantif. And now, all of a sudden, now it is yantiv, and I wasn't mafresh challah. So that we're going to see, maybe we would not allow that to occur. That's the chiddush of Avua de Shmuel, that if Gilgal be erev yantiv, then it's part of the gzera of ein mafresh and chumas and maestros. If Gilgal be oso yantiv, be oso yantiv, okay, so then obviously part of the need for the tzarech achila. Because if I did so yesterday, I should have been mafresh yesterday. That's not considered to be part of the chiyuv of yantif itself. If I created the isa ba'osa yom, the only choice of hafrasha was today, and therefore that indeed is considered to be mutter. When you look in that Rashi, Daf Tesam and Aleph, the top Rashi adds a couple of words, but that's really very, very important, no? And what in the world are you doing baking challah on yantif? Why are you doing so? Rashi writes an obvious answer, 4 words, no? Kedei lechal pas cham. Because you know what? Hot piping bread. No, freshly baked bread. You know what? That is not comparable to day-old bread. You go to the bakery, the day-old. No, not the day-old. No, fresh, hot piping bread. You know why Rashi writes that, of course. No, because as we discussed, because Rashi's shita is that meleches ochel nefesh, chav gimel beis, is only a lot of yantif if it's yevshem ibal yom. And Rashi explains something like Tseida is Efshem Ibal Yom. So therefore, the Mishnah of Kumabay is that Ein Sadin. What do you mean? Afiyat is Efshem Ibal Yom. You can't go ahead and bake challah on Erev Yantiv. When do you bake challah on Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos. You can't bake challah on Erev Yantiv. But explicit in the Gemara, you can bake challah and you can be Mafrish challah. No? Oh, what do you see from that? That is considered to be part of Melech HaSelchon Efesh. So, there are two possibilities, no? Either because, what do you mean? Afiyah is melech esoch nefesh, and that is mutter even if it's efshar mibod yom, oh, the tosus on daf gimel, the tosus on chaf gimel, the ran on daf tes. Or no, this also is considered to be e efshar mibod yom. Just like shchita is e efshar mibod yom, because asi lemisrach, you're going to have day-old meat that's going to start to decay. And if indeed there's an appreciable difference between yesterday's and today, even Rashi is going to agree that that is called Melech HaSelchon Nefesh. We'll see that, the sugya and daf yud dalet amar aleph. That's why Rashi adds, no, in the sugya, kedei lechal paschama. Rashi's not trying to analyze your mindset psychologically. No, why are you baking challah today? No, why aren't you learning? No, that's not Rashi's difficulty. No, the question is that isn't this efshe mibanyom? And that's what Rashi writes. No, this is efshe mibanyom. This is called mefik tama. This is called mekalkel. And therefore, enochinami, that justifies your doing so. But if this is something that was already an erev yantiv, where the chiyuv of hafrasha should be done right here and now, so therefore, that we can't argue is considered to be part of the sarach al chanefesh, and therefore, avodah shmo says indeed that's considered to be that which is aser. In the typical cases of trumas and maestros, we'll see when was the chiyuv chal. When was the chiyuv chal? You know, Shul Meister's Chal at the time of Meiruach and Rias Penei Abayis, when you go out and process the grains, you process the grains on Shabbos. You process the grains on Yantiv. No, obviously, you did the processing on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. Oh, so the Shas HaFrash is on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. But if you can come up with a case where the Chiv of HaFrash is Chal Ba'osayom, that's the classic case of Chal B'Yantiv or Inach Inami. HaFrash is considered Timutter. But in cases where that was not the case, typical cases of Trumas and Maestros, in such a case, that cannot be done. An interesting. Okay, what exactly is the problem? What exactly is a Mishnah? That lo magdim Trumas. What exactly is the problem? Oh, so Rashi's Mufurish, here in the context of Challah, Rashi says that this is a problem of Tikkun Mana. This is a problem of Tikkun Mana. Tikkun mana, typically speaking, really means like Gemara Kli, Ma'amaka Bepatish. You have something that's unfit, and all of a sudden, in common sense terms, physically, now it's considered to be fit. The completion of the Chepes, for example, that's considered to be a form of Tikkun mana. What happens if the Malachis Tikkun is Al Pidin? In other words, you know what? That right now, I have Gemara Pri, right now it's Schala, yeah, but there's an Isser Achila. I'm going to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros. You know what? Oh, if I go ahead and do so. So therefore, the afrasha is matir. It's matir the chava ba'achila. So therefore, that al-pidin is considered to be tikkun mana. And Pashup Shah, the tikkun mana al-pidin, not in common sense terms, but the tikkun mana al-pidin, that's an isser drabanan. Tikkun mana, the classic sense of Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Yantiv, means when you physically complete a clean. But if there is some halachic problem that is rectified, that is solved, or a change in status lalacha, that is considered to be a problem of tikkun mana on level of derabanan. We discussed the Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Let's assume, for example, you have a kli which is tame, tvilas kelim. Tvilas kelim is forbidden on Shabbos Yantav. What's the problem? So Rava says because it's a problem of tikkun kli, misake mana. You have something that is tame, and now lahalacha, all of a sudden it undergoes a change from tame to tahar. Now that's a problem of tikkun mana, and therefore that's considered typically to be aser. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel. Now you have a hadas, but you know what? The hadas has an abundance of berries. The berries outnumber the leaves, so therefore the hadas is possible. It's not a psumin, no, but the way it is, that's considered tifasso. What happens if I remove the berries? Oh, guess what? I can use it as the hadas. But can I remove the berries on yantiv? No, that's the classic case. In Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, base of tikkun mana. You're taking a hadas al pidin, that's possible, making a kasha by removing the abundance of berries. That's a problem of tikkun mana, and that's a fascinating thing we have to discuss. What happens if leek don la'achila? You know, I pick the berries because I'm hungry. And I pick the berries and I eat the berries, and lo and behold, the hadas becomes a hadas, which is kasha. That's the sugya sukkah daf lamed gimel of a davar shen miskaven of tikkun mana. The tzad ha'shavah shebehem, whether it's hafrashos shumas and maestros, or whether it is tfilas kelim from tuma to tahara, not tfilas kelim in the other sense, klayakum, but from tuma to tahara. And the case of Ahadas, these are all cases of tikkun mana on the level of drabana. So that's what Rashi writes explicitly, that this is considered to be in Isserav, tikkun mana. Nirik and Isakim, that's the Lashon of Rashi in the Testament Aleph, through Maskal Ucham. That's what the Rambam writes as well. The Rambam in the Chol Shabbos, Perichot Gimel, Halachates, The Rambam writes that Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestros on Shabbos and Yantiv, that is forbidden because it is considered to be Kimisakin Dover. And therefore, that indeed is this with Rabbanan, the reference of the Mishnah Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. That's the Rambam in Chav Gimel Tes. Hopefully you saw that Rambam. You keep on reading the Rambam Chav Gimel Yudalit. There the Rambam writes the following. A person is not allowed to be matvish something on Shabbos Niyantav. Hakadasha. Hakadasha. No? That's also part of the Mishnah and Beis Adav Amad Vavim Beis. Why exactly is that us? That's called a tikkun mana. That's problem solving. That right now, al pidin lechepes cannot be used, and I'm reading it le asiya, le achila, le ishtamshus. Certainly not. No. The fact that you can't be makdish something, that's a separate gzeirah drava. That's a separate gzeirah drava. Now, why is that also? Oh, so that the Rambam writes chav gimel yudalid. Oh, that's because it's kemekach lemkar. You have something which is yours in your makdashit. To an extent, as a result of the hakdasha, that object is leaving your rishus. It's leaving your rishus. We've discussed a lot in the past. Now, to what extent it leaves your rishus, maybe that depends on the form of hekdesh. You can have kedushas aguf, you can have kedushas damim, tosus mavakamada, fayin vavmeralev, and it leaves your rishus to a much greater extent if it's mamon hekdesh, as opposed to if it's kedushas aguf. But even so, even hakdash in terms of kedushas aguf, even that is a change. It's a change. That's considered to be a form of Ishin Rishus. I would say that the directions are kind of opposite. If I'm makdish something as berakabayis, I'm makdish this table, it becomes mamon hektish. And by virtue of the fact that it's mamon hektish, there are restrictions. There is surim, there is surim ila. If I'm makdish a karvan, there's a tosefes kedusha. And as a result of the isur shiva, the tosefes kedusha, that's also impactful when it comes to the mamon shiva, that to an extent it has leaved my rishus. As a behemah schulin, it was my animal, I could do whatever I wanted with it. Now, you know what? There are significant restrictions, so my bailus, my hishtamshus is limited, it's impaired, as a result of hakdasha. Oh, so the Rambam writes that that's a problem of mekach ha-memkan. And mekach ha-memkan Shabbos Yantif is a gzeira dra mishum kosei. So just like you can't buy and you can't sell, and just like typically speaking, you cannot make kinyanim. We're going to have to discuss, are there any times that kinyanim indeed can be made? But generally speaking, not to make kinyanim on Shabbos and Yantif, one of the classic cases that we'll see, the beginning of the second parak, a person forgets to have an Erev Tavshilin. Now, you know what? Makne kimcho l'acherim. Let him be makne his food to somebody else who had an Erev Tavshilin, and that food can be prepared. Sometimes, Letzarf Mitzvah, Letzarf Simchas Yantiv, we're going to allow you to make kinyanim. But typically speaking, kinyanim are forbidden on Shabbos Yantiv as part of Mekach Umemka, Agzer Mishum Ksiva, and the Rambam writes the same thing as true when it comes to Hakadosh. Oh, okay. So the Rambam, Chav Gimel Tes, you know what? Not for Shumas and Maestros, that's Tikkun Mana. And being Maknish something, oh, that's Mekach Umemka. That Rambam, that second Rambam, Chav Gimel Yudalit, when the Rambam writes that, you know what, you're not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos Yantiv, guess what? The Rambam includes in Halacha Yudalit being mafresh chumas and maestros. Being mafresh chumas and maestros as well. Wow. So there are two Rambams that discuss the fact that you can't be mafresh chumas and maestros on Shabbos Yantiv. Both Perach Chav Gimel Chav Shabbos, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yudalit. Halacha Tes is Tikkun Mana. Halacha Yudalit is Mekach Umemkar. You know what apparently you see according to the Rambam? That there are two Isurei Drabanan in terms of the Mafresh, Chumas, and Maestros. Number one is a Tikkun Mana problem. As a result of the Tikkun Mana, I'm a Saki in the Kri. And guess what? Now I can utilize this. Now I can eat the Challah. Now I can eat the Peros. Now I can partake of the Tvuah. That's Tikkun Mana. Number two, you are Mafresh Truma. You're Mafresh Truma. Did anything happen as a result of the Mafresh Truma? Well, I'll tell you the following Chiddush. You know what? Up until now it was Tevel. You know what? Tevel, Tevel, Tevel. But my Tevel. No? A mafresh truma. You know what? It's mamon kohen. It's mamon hashevet. The truma is considered to be mamon kohen. I have something which is called tova sana, no doubt. I have tova sana. And the tova sana allows me to go ahead and to fill my mitzvahs nesina to this kohen as opposed to that kohen. That certainly is true. So I'm going to give it to my son-in-law, my father-in-law, my cousin, my brother-in-law. That's the tova sana that I have. But me'ikar hadin, that's considered to be already mamon kohen. Mamon hashevet. Mamon hashevet. Maybe that's why I can even give my truma to a kohen who's a katan. Because mishas safrash is always considered to be mamon hashevet. Mamon hashevet. That's like a fascinating deal. So, sefri chadash, giving the manas kuna kohen who's a katan. How does that work exactly? Is that like dasa cheres makne? Dasa cheres makne? I have a das makne, makne to. Dasa cheres makne of what? It's not mine. Dasa cheres makne of tova sana? Maybe. But that's a great chiddush, no? Something is mine. I'm the makne. I'm being makne, the matnas kuna to the kohen. Maybe absolutely not. I'm not being makne, the matnas kuna to the kohen, but rather I'm giving the kohen that which is rightfully his. Maybe even without das acheres matna. Even without das acheres matna. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes, you give the Islam opinion of it to a kohen who's a katan. Prichadosh writes, das acheres matna. And the Ktzos thinks, that's really not true. How can you apply das acheres matna to Atova Sana? This money is already destined to the kohen, but you have a right to give it to the kohen of your choice. Because Mishas Hafrasha, it's already considered to be Mamon HaShevet. Oh, so the Rambam writes, if you're Mafrish Truma, wow, that object, those peros, that tefuah, that challah, went from that which is yours to that which is Mamon HaShevet, that's a problem of Nekach HaMemkar. That's a Shina Rishus. That's a Shina Rishus. So the Rambam, fascinating, has two different Isurei Drabanan in terms of being Mafrish Truma Samayishus and Shabbos Yant. One is a tikkun mana issue, right? That's based on daf yud ches, and the other is a mekach ha-memkar issue, right? Hakadosha, based on daf lamed vav, and both overlap. Wow! When it comes to afrashas trumas and maisos, afrashas trumas and maisos, very mistaber, very mistaber. Is there any more direct makar for the sheet of the Rambam? Is there any place I can point to and say, yeah, clear, clear? It's very mistaber. That if this is Mamon HaShevet, that's a from Mekach HaMemkar. And if it's Matcha the Kri, that's a problem of Tikkun Mana. That's true. But was this just like Yiro Ali, you know? Or is there a Mach? So maybe there is. That's the Sugi here in Beis and Daftes Amud Aleph. That's exactly the case when it comes to Hafrash Hashchala. Now, the Gemara says the following, that, you know what? What happens if Gilgal Issa may Erev Yantar? It's Erev Yantif, and I have my challah, and I could be mafresh right here, already mishas lisha, and I didn't do so. Ein mafresh challah sabi Yantif. You're not allowed to go ahead and to do it on Yantif itself. You're not allowed to do it on Yantif itself. That was the psak of Avuah d'Shmuel, as you mentioned before. If the lisha was created on Yantif, that I'll call ochel nefesh. That's clear. There was no option for hafrasha mivod yom. But if you could have been mafresh mi bol yom, you must be mafresh mi bol yom. And there's some Gilgil, Issa, Me, Erev, Yantif, Ein, mafresh, Shemena, Falasa, Biyantif. Good? The Gemara says the following. The Bala Memra is Avuah d'Shmuel. Avuah d'Shmuel. We cannot be mafresh today if the dough was created yesterday. The Gemara says the following. Lema pliga d'Shmuel. Well, maybe Shmuel disagreed with his father. That was the psak of Avuah d'Shmuel. You cannot be mafrish if the lisha took place in Erev Yantif. The Gemara says, apparently you see Shmuel disagrees with his father. Why? Because Shmuel says the following. You ready? When it comes to chalas chutz laretz, ochel v'holeich v'yachar kach mafrish. Ochel v'holeich v'yachar kach mafrish. Wow. We're going to have to learn this, but such a chiddush, no? When it comes to chalas chutz laretz, is there a mitzvah safrasha? Yes. Is there a mitzvah nesina? Yes. But you know what? But you don't have the same isur teva. Typically speaking, when it comes to truma, smaisra, schala, and eretz yisrael, so in such a case, the kri is usur. And the Hafresh is Matir. That's true in Eretz Yisrael. You know what? We have Chalas Chutz Laretz. One of the coolest of Chalas Chutz Laretz is, you know what? That Olcha V'Holech, I can partake of it, but you know what? Make sure to leave aside in order afterwards you'll be Mafresh. Olcha V'Holech V'Achakach, Achakach Mafresh. A number of years ago, they baked matzah, and you know, you go to matzah bakery, after they bake their mafresh challah, they purposely were not mafresh challah. Why not? Why should I deprive the balabos from mafresh challah himself? No? He's going to buy all these matzahs, let him be mafresh challah, no? Interesting, that's a marachor zeruah. Do you assume the principle of mitzvah bo yos mishulcho applies to Afrosha's Trumas and Maises? You know? You walk into the stores in Eretz Yisrael, they say, oh, we already took Trumas and Maises. Do you have a time to say, what do you mean? Let me buy it, this table, and I'll be Afrosha's Trumas and Maises. Mitzvah bayus mishlucha. That's what Maracha Rezura writes, that his Rebbeim were not makbid to Afrosha's Trumas and Maises themselves, because, oh, maybe that's an example of something which is ikru b'chalos. And if it's ikru b'chalos, the totsah, the Afrosha, maybe you don't assume mitzvah bayus mishlucha. Okay, that's that Maracha Rezura. So they weren't mafresh. So people sat down for the Seder, you know? Look at the box. Now the box says, challah was not taken. You know, all of a sudden, you know, it always says in the box, challah dunum, no? Challah was taken. Here in big letters, challah was not taken, not big enough. Challah was not taken, not taken. It's all tevel. So guess what? In Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck, no? You're stuck. You're not Yotzi with Matzah's tevel, no? You're stuck. Okay, you know what? In Chutz Laretz, Beitzadav Tess, Shmuel, no? Chalas Chutz Laretz. Olchel v'holech v'achakach mafresh. Use it. Make sure to set aside, and then later you can be mafresh. Later, indeed, you can be mafresh. In Eretz Yisrael, Mikar Hadin Chala, there's an Isra Tevel, there's an Isra Achila. In Chutz Laretz, there's a mitzvah Safrasha, a mitzvah Snasina, without an Isra, and not an Isra of Tevel. Wow. So the Lumdus of the Gemara, wow. Avuah de Shmuel said that in Chutz Laretz, you cannot go ahead and be mafresh unless the Issa was created today, that's Ochel Nefesh. But if the Issa was created yesterday, how can you call yesterday's Sorek today's Ochel Nefesh? That's not true. So therefore, Gilgal Issa Merav Yontif, you cannot be mafresh. The Gemara says that's against what Shmuel said, no? Because Shmuel said, you can be mafresh. What exactly is the kasha? Well, Abu de Shmuel said, Gilgamis Rav Yantiv, Ein mafresh chalos Rav Yantiv. What do you mean? Lema pliga Shmuel da Abu, because Shmuel said, Och avolech achar kach mafresh. Is it so clear that those two are oppositional? So you know what I'm going to tell you? Of course, no? Because the Isra being Mafresh, Truma, Maiser, Chala, is an Isra of Tikkun Mana, the Rashi, Tesem and Aleph, no? Tikkun Mana, Rashi, I said at the beginning of the Sukkah, Tikkun Mana. No, the Rambam, Alachates, Tikkun Mana. You know what Tikkun Mana does? Tikkun Mana presupposes that there is a problem, a problem that has to be fixed, no? The Hadas is Pasul, the Kli is Tamei. The Tevel is forbidden. There's a problem. You're rectifying the problem by, that's Tikkun Mana. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. If there is no Isser, it's not Tevel. Olcha v'holech. If it's Olcha v'holech, how can you call that Tikkun Mana? Why is that called problem solving? So, what's the problem? I understand. My Hadassim Rapasel, that's a problem, no? My kelim retame, that's a problem. My tfu is forbidden by achila, that's a problem. If it's all heter, why in the world is that a problem? That's the kash of the Gemara, no? That if Avuah de Shmuel says that there's a problem of being mafresh chala for yesterday's Isa, that means that hafreshes chala is a tikkun. If it's tikkun, that means that there's an iser. You're rectifying. You're resolving an Isser. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Lema, Plige, Shmuel d'Avuah. These two piskei din don't go together. To say it's tikkun mana, but there's no issur. Wow, no? It's poshut pshat in the Gemara. What is the Gemara answer? Rabbo says the following. Mila modu Shmuel. Doesn't Shmuel agree that, what do you mean? Shimkor le Hashem shasur lezarim? Let's assume it's chalos chaslaris, in your mafrish. Well, everybody agrees if you're mafrish, it's only permitted to the Kohen, and it's also the Zar. It's also the Zar. So there's no contradiction whatsoever between Avod and Shmuel, Shmuel. That's what Rava says. Why do you think those two things can't go together? You're not allowed to be mafrish, anyantiv, because even Shmuel agrees, once you are mafrish, anyantiv, Mila Modu Shmuel, that deka asur lezarim. So what exactly is the step one, step two, step three? You know what the answer is? No, that's it. The Rambam. No, the Rambam. That's the Rasameach writes. This is the Makar of the Rambam. This is the Makar of the Rambam. Avud Shmuel says that if this Issa was yesterday's Issa, it's not called Ochon Efesh, and you can't be Mafresh. You can't be Mafresh. The problem is one of Tikkun Mana. The problem is one of Tikkun Mana. That's clear. Trumas, Maestro, Schala, Tikkun Mana. Okay, like Adasim, like Tvila, Tikkun Mana. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Tikkun Mana? Tikkun Mana supposes that there's a problem. There has to be an Isser. If there's no Isser, there's no Tikkun Mana. It's not broken, you don't have to fix it. Now, how can that be? So Rava all of a sudden says, but don't you agree if you are Mafresh and Yantiv, it belongs to the Kohen? So what exactly was that? So that's the Chiddush Dor Sameach, maybe Poshut Pshat. Maybe Poshut Pshat. The Shaka, you're right. If the only problem being Mafresh, Chumas, and Maaser, Sarkala was one of Tikkun Mana, you're right. That you can't have a problem of Tikkun Mana with Chalas Kutzlar, it's if there's an Isser of Tevel. And if it's absolutely Mutter, how can you call that Tikkun Mana? Tikkun, there's no Isser Achila. There's no Isser Achila. Ooh, but you know what? There are two problems when it comes to Afarsha, Chumas, and Maaser. Number one is Tikkun Mana. Number two is Mekach HaMemkar. It's Mamon HaShevet. That's exactly what Rava says. Good, there's no Tikkun Mana. But if you're Mafresh Chala, you're Mafresh Truma, whose Chala is this? Whose Truma is it? The answer is Asur Lezarim. It's only Mutter the Kohen. Meaning that as a result of your Hafrasha, it was yours and now it's his. That is called Mekach HaMemkar. That is called Mekach HaMemkar. That the Rosh Hashanah writes is exactly the Shaka Vitaya of the Gemara. The Gemara was assuming in its initial kasha, that the Isra being Mafresh Chala is just a Tikkun Mana problem. If it's only a Tikkun Mana problem, it can't apply to Chala Schutz Laretz. It's only applying to Chala Neretz Yisrael. And Rabbi says, no, even Chala Schutz Laretz, when you're Korei Shem, it's Mamon HaShevet. And therefore, it is Asr because of Mekach HaMemkar. Wow. So typical Afrasha in Eretz Yisrael be a violation of two different halves of the Din Rabbanan. A problem of Tikkun Mana as well as Mekach HaMemkar. To do so in Chutz Laretz, it's exactly the Chiddush of Rava. And the Rosh Hashanah writes that this Chiddush really attributes to the Rambam. He thinks, you know what? The Rambam just spelled out the clear shot of Atari the Gemara. Now, Tesemet Aleph, that's pretty stunning. No? So that's why that the Mishnah tells us that Lo Magdin Truma or Maaser, because of Tikkun Mana, because of Mekach HaMemkar, sometimes in a chenam you can split. Even if there wouldn't be an Isser Tevel, such as Chalas Chutz Laretz, but nonetheless it would still be forbidden because of the Mekach HaMemkar Sheba, the Gzer Mishum Ksiva. Now take a look at the Rosh Hashanah, and that Rambam, Perachakim Halacha, Yidam. Okay? So that's the starting point of our Gemara, right? The starting point is that you cannot be Mafresh, Trumas and Maaseros, after all. In order to engage in such a practice, the chiyuv has to be chal today. And when it comes to Chumas and Maestros, the processing, the meruach reyes v'nei abayis, that was yesterday, and therefore, in a chinami, that is considered to be forbidden. Ooh, so all of a sudden now, Rebbe says the following chiddush. Okay, you know what? I understand. It's today. It's day one. It's day one of Yantar. So you're right. I cannot go ahead and be mafresh today and use the tefua today. But all of a sudden, Ravida tells us the following Yiddish. Can I go ahead and be mafresh al tznai and yantafrisha and utilize it on Yontif Sheni? Can I go ahead and do so and play one day of Yontif against the next? We're observing 2 days of Yontif, 2 days of Yontif. Is it indeed the fact that it is one elongated day of Yontif? Or to assume that certainly is not true? It is either day one or it is day two, but it is not both. It is not both. And if indeed that's true, if I can argue that, you know what, day one of Yontif, day two of Yontif are independent, and it is true that there is an element of Safek, but nonetheless they are independent, Shtei Kedushos. So in such a case, you know what, maybe one could argue that you can play one day of Yontif against the next day. Say, Nachinami, that's the Chiddush on Daf Gimel of Rabbi Yehuda. I can say the following, you know what? If today is Yontif, the first day of Yontif, then you know what? Then if that really is true, then what I'm doing should not be a frusha whatsoever. But if today really is Chol, this indeed is considered to be a valid hafrasha. So if today is Chol, this is a valid hafrasha. If this is Kodesh, my hafrasha should not be Chol. And I'll do the same thing tomorrow. And miman afshach, I can utilize the peros tomorrow. Either because the peros were subject to hafrasha yesterday, which was Chol, or today, which is Chol. But one of the acts of hafrasha indeed is going to be Chol. So that's the very great chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that masna adam al hakakol. Whether one could do so on 2 days of Yontif depends on the relationship between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. If I'm going to treat it as an elongated Kedusha, then not. But if I'm treating it independently, then yes. And then one's going to raise, we'll see, hey, Yom Aleph, what about when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? If that's Shtei Kedushas, then yes. If it's Kedusha Achas, then no, that's not true. You cannot go ahead and play one day of Yontif against the next. And the Gemara has a similar application on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. A person did not lay his Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantiv. Didn't lay his Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantiv. Okay, a problem. Is he allowed to go to create the Erev Tavshilin on Yantiv Rishon? Is he allowed to create the Erev Tavshilin on Yantiv Sheni? So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin that look, if you're dealing with Shneim Tovim Shogolios, if you didn't lay the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, you can lay the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. And I'll just simply explain as follows, that you know what? If today Thursday is Yontif, that means tomorrow Friday is Chol, and I don't need an Erev Tavshilin to do Malacha or Hachana from Chol to Shabbos. If indeed that's not true, if Friday is Yontif, then today Thursday is Erev Yontif, and I can create my Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif. So that's exactly the Chiddush of Rava, Beitzi and Zion, Amar Aleph, that Maniach Adam Eruli Tavshilin Miyontif Lechavero Umasne. You can make your Erev Tavshilin as well Al Tanai. You can be Mafresh Chumas and Maestros Al Tanai. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, Gimel Amar Aleph. And you can be Masne your Erev Tavshilin when it comes to Shem Tom Shagolias. That's the Gura Beitzi and Dab. Yitzayin, right? I was asked that question, right, a number of times during Yontif. We send out one reminder after another reminder, but they're always, okay, didn't lay the Erev Tavshilin, right? Things are very busy, Erev Yontif. So you can lay your Erev Tavshilin on Yontif Rishon. On Yontif Sheni, you don't have a man of Shach on Yontif Sheni, right? They're a Pashup Shat, you certainly cannot do so. To make an Erev Tavshilin on Friday, oh, but you can take a look. There is Mordechai, Maseches Beitza, Tafrei Shayin Aleph, right? Where the Mordechai writes, maybe you can even do it on Yontif Sheni. We're going to see how that. You don't have your Manav Shach there. What do you mean? If today Friday is Yontif, you're done. No? Right, that we'll have to see. No? But that's the Sheet of the Mordechai. That there are ways even on Yontif Sheni one could do so. Our Gemara, Yontif Rishon, you can do so all tonight. Wow. Intervision can be done out tonight. That's exactly the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. You can be Masne. Play one day of Yontif against the next when it comes to Afreshes, Chumas, and Maestros. Play one day of Yontif against the next when it comes to cases of Eruvei Tavshilin. Wow. Why is this only an option when it comes to Shem and Tovim Shogolios? Well, because it's not that it's one elongated Kedusha Achas. A Sveika Dioma. It is either A or B, either A or B. And you know what? One can play one div yantiv against the next, against the next. Similar to, the very next daf, Beitz Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. What happens in a case of a Beitz Shenolda? No, Nolda Bazeh. Is Nolda Bazeh Muteres Bazeh, or is Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh? So you know what the Gemara is going to tell us? Well, maybe that should depend on exactly this issue. But you know what? If you have a Sveik at the Omen, it's either or. So you know what? Nolda Bazeh. Should we Muteres Bazeh? No? If Thursday is Yantiv, then Friday is Chol. I can use the Beitza. No? If Friday is Yantiv, this is a Beitza Shnolda the Yantiv. Yeah, but then it was Nolan on Thursday, on Chol. Of course you can use it. No? So therefore, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. And what about when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Well, if you're going to treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as an elongated day, let's call that Kedusha Achas, or to use the language of the Rishonim, Yom Arich B'damya, one elongated day. So guess what? In Rosh Hashanah, Nod Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. And in Rosh Hashanah, you cannot be Masneh. You cannot be Masneh. Right? That person forgot his Erev Tavshilin, right, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I told them in Erev Rosh Hashanah, you know what? You cannot be Masneh. Rely on the Rav Ha'ir. Okay, fine. He forgot his Erev Tavshilin, you know, on Erev Sukkot. At least he knew not to ask. No, he knew not to ask because he already did say that. Rosh Hashanah told us, no. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arich D'damya, and therefore you cannot do so. And on Sukkot, I can do so. And no assumptions. No, it's you know, the guy wasn't sure, like which Shmoneh Esrei to daven on Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot. You know, so he was too embarrassed to ask. Now, this is like a story. He's too embarrassed to ask. No. So he figured he would take his chances, you know, take his chances. He's figured, no, it's Yantif, Kedusha Yantif. So he davened Yantif Shmoneh Esrei mentioning Shabbos. You know, that was wrong, but he was too embarrassed to ask. Shachris, he did it for Mariv, so he figured he'll do it for Shachris also, you know. Okay, he did it for Shachris also. You know? He figured, now we have a Chazar Sashat, so I'll be able to tell whether I'm right, you know, All of a sudden, Chazan Davin is Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, the Alav Yavo. He realized he was all wrong, but at least he knew what to do for Musaf. You know? He realized what to do for Musaf. So we didn't have to ask. Did the same thing for Musaf. Yeah, and all of a sudden, here's the Chazar Sashat, it's a Yantav Shmoneh Esrei mentioning Shabbos. He knew what to do for Mincha, and then he got every Shmoneh Esrei wrong. Because, you know? He didn't ask. He just asked. Ask the questions. You know? Like, you can't always, last week was this way. You can't always. Can't always be sure. That was like folklore. That's a good example. So that's the Chiddush, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Shem and Tom and Shagol. It's okay. Everything's fine and good. All of a sudden they're this is what I want you to see. Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Yantav. Perek Halach Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Beis, Halach Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Dalet. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? The Rambam just quotes this. You know what? You can be master. One day of Yantav against the next. Let's say when it comes to the case of Erev Tavshilin. That's the Rambam in Halach Yud Aleph. You didn't lay your Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. So Gemara Mufureshes. No, so do it on Thursday. Gevaldik. No? The Rambam, Halach Yud Beis. You know Halach Yud Beis is in the Rambam? Halach Yud Beis. Beitz Daf Gimel. When it comes to Trumas and Maaseros. You know what? You weren't mafrish, and Erev Yantiv, be mafrish and Yantiv Rishon, and Ochla B'Sheni. Wow. So Halach Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, that's Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Beis, that's the Gemara. And Daf Gimel. Halach Yud Gimel, the Rambam is, but that's not true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, that's the Gemara Daf Hei. Gemaldik. Now you read the Rambams, the Rambam just aligns all the Gemaras. And then in Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam tells you a bombshell, no? Like a bombshell. You know what the Rambam writes? But none of this is relevant anymore. Wow. Dafka, the Rambam writes, all of this was only true when we were Mekadesh Al Pi Hariyah. When we were in Mekadesh Al Piria, in Eretz Yisrael, they knew exactly when Yom Tov was. And we in Chutz Laaretz have a Safek. That was just a question of transmission. So we weren't sure whether day one is Yom Tov, day two is Yom Tov. Day one is Yom Tov, day two is Yom Tov. So if you're not sure, you have a Safek. And a Safek allows you to play one day of Yom Tov against the next. The Rambam writes, what about Bizman Hazeh? We're not Makare Shalpiyah. We're Makare Shalpiyah Cheshvan. We have a Safek. We have a Safek. When we observe Sukkot, there was a Safek. There was no Safek. The first day of Sukkot is Yom Tov Daraisa. And the second day is not Yom Tov Daraisa. The second day is Chol HaMoed. The second day is Chol HaMoed. Why then do we observe a second day of Yom Tov if we don't have a Safek? You know what the answer is? The Gemara will soon see, Daf Dalel Beis, the Gemara says, Hizharu b'minag avoseichem b'yadeichem. Minag avoseichem b'yadeichem. You know what? For years and years and years and years, our forefathers had a Sfeikad Yoma, and they observed 2 days of Yom Tov. So therefore, minag avoseichem b'yadeichem to observe a second day of Yom Tov. A second day of Yom Tov as well. Wow. Unbelievable. So the Rambam writes, guess what? All the kulas that apply to 2 days of Yom Tov because of Sveika Dioma, they no longer apply Bizman Hazeh. They no longer apply Bizman Hazeh. What is Yom Tov Rishon? Yom Tov Rishon is Yom Tov Vaday Daraisa. And what is Yom Tov Sheni? It is Yom Tov Vaday because of Minhag Avoseinu B'Yadei. There's no suffix. There's no suffix. Look at our calendar. There's no suffix whatsoever. So how can you say, if then, if today is Yom, tomorrow is Chol? No. If today is Yom Daraisa, tomorrow is Yom Daramana. So if that's the case, the Rambam writes, you cannot be Mafresh Tumas and Maestras. Right? Beit Zadav Gimel no longer applies. Beit Zadav Yud Zayin, Bimasneh, no longer applies. No longer applies. You cannot. Go ahead and do so. And that's what the Rambam writes then, Halacha Tesvav. So guess what? That ain ma'arev adam umasne bizman hazeh. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. You know, and the Ravid is like so upset. Why in the world do we observe a second day of Yom Tov together? We don't have a suffix. You know what the answer is? Minhag avoseichem b'yadeichem. Because we're going to preserve the practice of our forefathers. Our forefathers could do all these things, no? Our forefathers could be Mafresh Tumas Maestras, and our forefathers could be Masa Neiriv Tav Shimon. And we're only doing it out of deference to them, so we have to be more machmer than they were machmer when they had a suffix. The Rebbe, how in the world? So the Rebbe writes that these Gemaras are true la'alocha, and the Rambam writes, absolutely not, stunning, no? The Mechaber passes like the Rebbe against the Rambam. The Mechaber is Mufurish, you can be Masa Neiriv Tav Shimon against. Against the Rambam. The Rambam writes, how in the world can you be Masna? How can you be Masna? There's no suffix Bizman Hazeh. Every day is Petoras Vada. One is Vada Darais, and one is Vaday Darabanan. Vaday Mishum Minhag Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's something which is stunning. Okay, that's incredibly, incredibly powerful. No? You know what I'll tell you the following difficulty, however. Where is this Rambam? This Rambam is in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov, no? Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay. What about Daf Dalel and Aleph? Nold bezeh, muteres bezeh, nold bezeh, asur bezeh. Right? What's the halacha? Oh, for 2 days of Yom Tov, that's okay. A beitza shenolda on day one is mut on day two. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, no, Rosh Hashanah is vaday. And therefore, nold bezeh is asur bezeh. Asura b'zeh. Then, the Rambam quotes this, no? Perek Aleph, Hilchos Yom Tov. Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Dalet. 2 days of Yom Tov for Shtei Kedushas. And no b'zeh is muteres b'zeh. However, when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that's Kedusha Achas, B'Torah Vaday, and no b'zeh is Asura b'zeh. That's the Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov. Good. All of the books. Whoa. You know what I would have expected the Rambam to do? Now jump, no? Bamed Ramamurim. Bamed Ramamurim. When you're Makari Shalpi Ariya. But Bizman Azeh, when you're Makari Shalpi Acheshvin, not true. Nolta Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. What the Rambam Perek Aleph is relying on what the Rambam wrote in Perek Vav. Imagine, you have a Beis HaShinoi, not sure what to do. You don't put up your Rambam in Perek Aleph. No, it's mutter. You go and eat the egg. You know, later in the day, you read it. You get to Perek Vav. No, it's Aser. All right, maybe if the Rambam said this in Perek Aleph, maybe the Rambam didn't have to repeat himself in Perek Vav, but it's like surprising, no? The Rambam tells you it's Alach HaPsuka in Perek Aleph. Nol de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. And then the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, but none of this applies to Zman Hazeh. None of this applies to Zman Hazeh. So, how can that possibly be? So if you look at the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Vav, Lecha Mishnah writes, apparently the Rambam distinguished. And apparently the Rambam held that, you know what? Zman Hazeh, Nol de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, but you cannot be Masneh. Wow, even though all these things seem to go hand in hand. Daf Gimel, Shmos Maestros, Daf Dalet, Noda Bazeh, Daf Yitzayin, Erev Daf Shimon. All this is the same question. What is the relationship between Yom Tov and Rosheni? And here all of a sudden the Rama writes, Daf Gimel doesn't apply, Daf Dalet does apply, Daf Yitzayin doesn't apply. No? Wow. That's the Rav Lecha Mishnah, that this Rama Perek Vav is shocking in light of the Rama Perek Aleph. And the same is found in Shuvas HaRashba, in Chelek Dalid, in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, that apparently the Rambam is distinguishing between No de Bezeh, Muteres or Asura Bezeh, Dal Gamad Aleph, as opposed to Daf Gimel and Daf Yad Zayin. And if you want an example of not to distinguish, I wanted you to take a look at the Sefer Achinuch, Shin Aleph. Sefer Achinuch writes the following. Amru min ha-mefarshim. You know what? There are those that assume, like the Rambam, that shelo nemar achshav b'sheni. Don't say regarding Yom Tov Sheni today what was true then. Right? And therefore, do not say no de bezeh muteres bezeh. In other words, the Sefer Achinuch is mefurish. That bizman hazeh, when you don't have a sveika d'yoma, none of those gemaras can be applied, no? Not gimel, daf dalet, daf yizayin. Don't apply any of those sugyas. Wow. So the Sefer Achinuch is mefurish, that bizman hazeh, there's no element of suffix whatsoever. Yom Tov Rishon is Yom Tov Vali d'Oraisa, Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov Vali d'Rabbanan, and therefore, don't be mafresh, no bezeh, asura bezeh, and you can't be masner, you have to. And poshub shat the Rambam seems to split. And the question is, why indeed should that be true? Why should that be true? I understand the lumdus of the Rambam, zman hazeh, there's no suffix. So indeed, if there is no suffix at all, so you can't be masni, you can't be mafresh, good. But why in the world do we assume that no de bazeh is muteres bazeh? That's the problem. What is the status of shnei yom tovim shogolios bizman hazeh? If it's a suffix, as the Ravid writes, everything should be muter. If it's a vaday, sefer achinuch, everything should be aser. And if you're telling me that, you know what, that's the case, how do you understand the split of the Rambam shita? Wow. All right, this we'll have to see. Now, this is the piece in Reb Chaim. Now, Perek Vav Hilchos Yom Tov, please go through if you haven't yet. Right, that Reb Chaim. Apparently, the Rambam is of the opinion that regarding certain dinim, it is true that bizman hazeh we're going to treat it as vaday, but regarding other dinim, we're going to argue that no, the suffix is still real. The suffix is, it's not all or nothing. Maybe depending on the halacha, that is indeed whether we're going to assume that bizman hazeh anything as different as it was in the time of Sfeika Diyama. But why in the world? Why indeed should that be? Why should I argue that Nolda Bazeh is Muteras Bazeh? If you cannot be Mas. The Yisod Reb Chaim is going to be the following. I'll just use these terms. You know what? There are two different ways of viewing Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni. There are two different ways of viewing. I would use the following terminology. But one possibility is you're going to view each and every day in isolation. But there's another way of viewing Shem Tov Shel Galuyos. Not in isolation, but quite the opposite. I would use the term in combination. Are you viewing the 2 days of Yantif as one unit? Or are you using the 2 days as independent days? If you're viewing it from the prison of independence and isolation, maybe I would say this. If you're viewing it in combination, maybe I would say that. And maybe the lumdus is the following. If I'm viewing the days in isolation, somebody asks me the following question. Now, what is today? It's the first day of Yantav. You know what the answer is? Today's Yantav Daraisa. Person asks you the next day, what is today? You know what you're going to say? Yantav Drama. What about Safegot? Yesterday was Yantav Daraisa, today's Yantav Drabana. That's in isolation. Both days are Yantav, but Taras Vandai. One Daraisa, one Drabana. Why? Good. Let's say, for example, there's something that forces you to view the 2 days in combination. There's a clash between A and B. There you cannot say Vadayim. From the perspective of the 2 day unit, Yantiv is only 1 day. Huh? Shavuos is 1 day. The first days of Pesach and Sukkot are 1 day. You cannot say that each day is Asura B'Toras Vaday in combination. When you have two oppositional forces in combination, you know what we call that? We call that a suffix. That's not considered to be B'Toras Vaday. That's a fascinating possible distinction, you know? I'll give you somewhat of a mashal. We'll have to talk about this, whether this is really an exact mashal or not. When I say, for example, ben hashmashos is a suffix, yom suffix line, as an example, do I really mean that day turns to night instantaneously? Right, the split second. But guess what? You and I don't know when that split second is. It's sometime after Shkia, and it's sometime before Tzeis. I don't know exactly what. So we have a window of suffix. You know what that's called? Ben Hashmashos would be a man-made suffix. No? It's not a real suffix. It's a chisaron yediyah. You know? A chisaron yediyah. You know, there is a ritva that writes, we'll speak about this tomorrow, that maybe not. You know what? Day doesn't go tonight instantaneously. There's a transition. It doesn't go from light to dark. There's dawn, there's dusk. There's a transitionary state that has almost contradictory characteristics of Yom and Laila. And you know what that means when you have contradictory characteristics of A and B that really don't coexist? You know what we call that? Ben Hashmashos is a Safek Yom. Safek Laila. Not as a man-made Safek. Klapi Shmai, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That there's a window of time, dawn and dusk, that is a Safek Yom and Safek Laila. We'll have to see in combination. Maybe it's very different as opposed to viewing everything in isolation in independent steps. That will be kind of the background to the Chiddush Reb Chaim to explain the Stiras and Rambam. And then we'll see, right, the other nafkaminas that, against the Rambam, but other nafkaminas that one could suggest.